This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Freya Liu.
And on the show today, we've been asking you, what else should our government do to stop the spread of COVID-19? We've had a number of responses. Do we have any more on WhatsApp?
We have one here on WhatsApp here, and this is he says, he or she said, government should allow joggers running solo around housing area. UK allows exercise activities during their shutdown. I have something.
Not anymore.
Mm-hmm. So the UK has also stopped it, and I tell you, this is something that's very difficult for me because I do outdoor exercise every day and group exercise every day, and I got a thrashing from the team. So Frida, in the early days, I was still before the official lockdown, I was still going out there, and then it is very difficult, I understand, but you've got to just learn to do new ways of doing things. I've gone online to just exercise. I'm at my patio of my house, and it is difficult, but we can still do this. We are touching things along the way unconsciously. And if everybody says they're going to be running solo, then it's not solo anymore.
Yeah, because right? Then you have 10, 20, 30 people, right?
I feel you, 5892. I feel you, but let's just do the right thing right now.
Mm. Before we continue on with our story, let's just take a quick look at the KLCI. The Bursa Malaysia is up 3.27% at 1,333 points. And the most active counters are Hibiscus Petroleum, Bumi Armada, AirAsia Group, Valesto Energy and Ecovest Berhad. And the Malaysian Ringgit is now at 4.4 against the US dollar and 3.04 against the Singapore dollar, 2.6 against the Aussie dollar. So let's move on to, we've got more clips and we will try to air them as we go along on the show. But we've got to move on to also another topic, because many businesses are now currently being tested on their resilience to keep their brand alive. Mm-hmm. And it goes without saying that I guess digital is now more reliant than ever and will be the deciding factor on whether, you make it through during these tough times ahead as a business. So, we want to learn some of the key factors in marketing your brand during a crisis. So I got in touch with Sylvester Hugh. He's the associate director at Forefront. And, I just asked him, Sly, how has your services or you have been impacted in light of the movement control order as an individual and also as an organization?
Well, I mean, I'm quite outdoorsy, so, I can't do anything any of those things I like to do, such as hiking and running. I'm homebound, so I had to find a way to keep myself productive and motivated. Well, but as an organization, so here at Forefront Group, it means that we have to go online completely, and we have to find ways to keep each other motivated, entertained. And I think most importantly is to remain productive. I think that is the big key as far as the world is concerned. So before COVID-19 has reached its pandemic proportion, Forefront launched aforementioned. So basically it's a new digital marketing startup that we have started. We have delayed a lot of activities or some experiential marketing event that we have already planned. While the group has turned into focusing more towards introducing lighthearted activities for our own people. For example, we have an internal photo competition to keep each other, motivated and keep the team spirit high as well. So we have weathered through several hardships, the most notable being the Great Recession of 2007-2009. So this time around, we are a bit more responsive and adjusted our business strategy. So we have started some measures to actually cope with the rising cost, and also, perhaps the sudden drop in terms of revenue as well due to the COVID-19 outbreak. So I think this measure that the government has taken, the MCO, is part of a community effort, and we should all be doing it together. So I think so far Malaysians are doing quite well. I think we can weather through this.
Mm. And what about the challenges in the marketing, especially digital marketing sector, is facing at the moment?
I think the biggest challenge that marketers facing now is timeliness. So everyone's online now, right? But when staying at home, but when is the right time to say what? So one of the things that we noticed is that the MCO is basically boosting digital content consumption. Even for our own content portal, the fullfrontal.my, we saw an uplift in terms of the traffic. So more people are reliant on technology to stay connected. So to maintain marketing momentum now is more crucial than ever before, and this has come with tweaks in marketing strategies. When the marketing recover, when the market recover, and it will, you are ready to go.
And also, Sly, what about you know, the kind of clarity messaging, marketing messages can help, especially to provide the responsibility to disseminate information, and also, I guess, reduce fears and reduce panic during this time.
Well, I mean, it is a challenge, isn't it? But marketing messages, especially those driven by trending topics like COVID-19 pandemic, should aim to empathize, soothe, and support the public. So I think what brands need to do is to take a step back to re-evaluate existing marketing strategies. Businesses in most industries may experience a dip in sales and organic traffic. But instead of panicking and making impulse decisions to make up for lost clicks, views, and conversions, it may be better for the long term to take this time to think about what your consumer or audience really need during this time.
And with the fast-moving updates surrounding the movement control order and potentially shifting policies, how can businesses actually reaffirm or rebuild the confidence of their clients and the relevant stakeholders?
Well, I think an overarching way to actually counter this is to continue delivering quality work in a timely manner and do your best to work around the limitations that the CFO might bring. So basically, to be proactive, especially when adapting strategy changes in this turbulent time, and finally to communicate them in clear and concise ways to business stakeholders and maintaining trust to preserve our long-standing relationships.
And also, you know, is there an opportunity you think for businesses, in your opinion, to make an impact?
Yes. So on top of, you know, responsible communication, when bargaining to public, you know, timeliness and also, you know, information, you know, the accuracy of information is very important. Influencers and brand in business content creation, you know, can make more relevant resources. For example, the Full Frontal, or, you know, we have another video portal, it's called 919. We're producing, you know, work from home related articles, you know, such as recipes, you know, some little nuggets of information and how can you stay productive whilst you work at home, those sorts of things to basically help disseminate important information to our audience at a timely manner. So how does that apply to a brand is that, you know, if you do have your own content hub or you have your own social media, you have the responsibility to communicate properly to your audience.
Sly, finally, what are some of the guidelines brands should follow to navigate sensitivities when producing COVID-19 related marketing materials?
Yeah, so in this, in the face of this current pandemic, we have come up with a helpful brand content marketing checklist, which can be remembered or memorized by the acronym of COVID. So C, calming. Does it empathize, soothe, and support? O, optimize. It is optimized for different platforms. So, you know, are you placing your message in the correct platform? And is it verifiable? That's V. Is your source credible? And I, for interest. Are audiences responding to it at all? And drive. Does it create desirable outcome? By which I mean, are you getting people to stay home? Or, you know, are people consuming the content? Are people sharing it? So I think this is a very handy checklist for us to see if any activity at all we are going to do online, are they fulfilling all these criteria.
That was Sylvester Hugh, the Associate Strategy Director at Forefront. So yeah, there you go. You know,
it's an acronym
it's
for that.
It's an acronym, a marketing acronym, you know, for you to consider. And I think, you know, it's very clever in a sense, yeah. Right? Because so many acronyms being thrown around. Let's just stick with, you know, COVID. And
the one we know so well.
Yeah. And basically, in that sense, if you just want to recap, you know, C is coming, or is optimized, V is viable, I is interest, and D is drive. So, you know, you just got to, I guess, fulfill all these criteria. So yeah. Very interesting times for you know, digital marketers. Now, you know, we've been asking you, what else can the government do to stop the spread of COVID-19? We also actually got in touch with Dang Tai Luk, the CEO and the founder of MyNews Holdings. Mm. And, you know, we asked, you know, what additional safety measures have you taken at the MyNews outlets in light of COVID-19?
We now place an additional bottle of hand sanitizer at the counter for customers to use. We draw boxes on the floor for customers in line to stand and space out. We encourage cashless payments that are contactless. We have actually stopped selling exposed food items, but instead put priority on ready-to-eat food that are hygienically packed and sealed, with no chance of contamination during handling. We are increasing our CSR effort, beginning with distributing Maru bakes to the first responders and frontline people who are doing an extremely good job in keeping everyone safe during this trying time.
And what about the government side? What do you think they can do more to further curb the spread of COVID-19?
My personal opinion is for our government to take a holistic and wholesome approach in unity from every ministry. I plead for check and balance so that each policy for short-term stopgap measures must take care of all possible ripple effects as well. For example, policies that take care of employees must also take care of employers. It is acceptable for employees to be taken care of first, but employers must also be taken care of next as soon as possible so that employers are able to stay afloat and remain functional in order to continue to provide job opportunities. We need each other, and there is a role for all of us to play. Even by staying at home and doing nothing, you are playing an important role to stop the spread of the virus.
Just want to go back to our conversation with Dr. Lim earlier, who is the CEO and the co-founder of the Jasper Home Healthcare. And, you know, when we asked him, like, you know, how has the MCO changed the way you work? This is what he had to say.
Dear fellow Malaysians, my name is Dr. Lim, and we own a chain of nursing homes called Jasper Lodge all over Malaysia. Definitely, this MCO has changed how we have done things. All our nursing homes are all in complete lockdown. We are not allowing any visitors at this moment because COVID-19 is especially dangerous to the senior population.
You know, we asked then, you know, how do you think the government could, do things differently?
On a side note, our team has also started a crowdfunding campaign to purchase meals and medical supplies for our medical frontliners. You can find more information about us at www.facebook.com/meals4medic. Meals, MEALS, 4, number 4, medics, MEDICS.
That was actually how could other people actually help? But, you know, here's his response on what the government could do differently.
Coming from a senior care nursing home perspective, I think the government can do more for us in terms of having stricter regulations in terms of visiting old people at this time, because old people has a much higher probability of dying from the coronavirus. It is definitely a difficult time for everybody, and it's heartbreaking as well to see that children not being able to visit their old parents at senior homes or even at their own homes. But at this point, I think it is the best for the old people and for us as well to have to maintain a certain distance and do not go near them, do not contact them at this point. Do not have physical contact with our old people at this point.
Trying times for everyone, I guess. We'll come back, and after this, we'll give you an update from the Bank Negara Malaysia announcement that was made yesterday. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.